This is a workshop for discovering your true self. My name is Richard Lang. I've made this recording in the hope that it will help more people become aware of their true self, and as a result receive the many benefits that flow from this awareness. In this workshop, I will be guiding you through a variety of experiments developed by the philosopher Douglas Harding. Simple exercises in observation, which direct your attention to who you really are. First of all, what do I mean by who you really are? If I were to ask you who you are, you might tell me various things about yourself, such as your name, what you do, where you live, and so on. This is who you are as a person. It's how others identify you and how you identify yourself. However, this is not the whole story about you. You have another identity which is private and secret, which you may or may not be aware of, your true self. This is who you really are, deep down in the very heart of your being. When you look within and see your true self, you don't discover another layer of your personality. You find pure silent being. This pure silent being is boundless and empty, like space. It's timeless, it was never born and will never die. And yet, though it's empty and timeless, it's endlessly creative and infinitely wise, the source of your life and of everything. The idea of your true self is not new. Though it's expressed in different ways, you'll find it within each of the world's major religions. All great mystics have looked within and discovered their true self. They have found at the centre of themselves the source of the world. Many of them have tried to share their discovery with others, realising that most people are unaware of this treasure within themselves. If you are unaware of your true self, then you're overlooking the most amazing thing about yourself and missing out on the many blessings that come with this awareness. How then can we awaken to our true self and receive its countless blessings? There are many ways or spiritual paths that lead to who you really are. In this workshop, I'm going to present a contemporary Western way, developed by the philosopher Douglas Harding. Sometimes called the Headless Way, it's a method that dovetails perfectly with both mysticism and modern science. As a way of introducing this method, I'd like to share with you, briefly, the story of how Douglas Harding came to discover, for himself, who he really was. This will put in context what we're going to do together in this workshop. Douglas Harding was born in Suffolk, England, in 1909. He grew up in a fundamentalist Christian sect, the Exclusive Plymouth Brethren. When he was 21, he left. He couldn't accept the Brethren telling him what to believe. Having left, he began questioning what society required him to believe, in particular about himself. In other words, he asked himself the question, "Who or what am I?" He became deeply engaged in this inquiry, first of all considering how others saw him. He realized that where someone observed him from determined what they would see. From several feet he was human, but at closer distances he was cells, then molecules, then particles. On the other hand, from further away he was other things, society, the planet, the star, and so on. Realizing he had many layers like an onion, Harding then asked himself, "Who is at the center of my many-layered self?" In other words, who am I really? He did a lot of thinking about this, trying to uncover the reality at the heart of himself, the mystery behind all his appearances. But the identity of his centre eluded him. Then, one day, it was 1942, he stopped trying to work out who he really was by thinking and simply looked. Not at what he was as others saw him, but at what he was from his own point of view. In that moment, he saw directly into the centre of his own being and discovered his true self, clear, boundless consciousness, the eternal source from which all things flow. In the years following this discovery, Harding wrote many books about our true self. He also invented his experiments, a new and powerful set of tools for awakening to who you really are. Harding's experiments ask the question, what do you look like to yourself, in contrast to what you look like to others? They point directly to the infinitely creative source that is your true self. I'm now going to invite you to do some of these experiments with me so that you can see your true self and open the door to the blessings that flow from this awareness. We'll be starting with the pointing experiment.